Hello again, and welcome back to Lulu's Happy Hour. 欢迎你又回到露露的小酒馆。You probably noticed the change in background music. Today we're playing Chinese folk music. 今天的背景音乐是中国民乐。Next week is going to be Chinese New Year. And the majority of Chinese are doing one thing at the moment. Going home. Either you are already in your hometown,or you're getting ready to go back to your hometown. Or, as we're speaking, you're actually on the way home. So the topic of today's episode is going home.
今天小酒馆里的主题就是回家。
And we're going to look at the fascinating journey most Chinese take once in a year around this time. First of all, let's look at the idea of 春节。A lot of people would say Spring Festival, which is a direct translation from 春and 节. However, if you're speaking to an English speaker or people who don't really know China that well, many of them do not really know Spring Festival. Instead, what they know is Chinese New Year, or sometimes called Lunar New Year,
农历的新年。
Lunar New Year. This is a holiday for family reunion. Family reunion. For you to get together with your family members. Many of us will go back to our native provinces, our hometown. You probably all know the word hometown. But sometimes we also use the word native. Native, that means you were born there and you grew up there. Your native province is the province you were born in and grew up in. For instance, he is a native of Beijing,
土生土长的北京人,
and you can just change Beijing into any other provinces or cities that you were born in. One thing to note is in Chinese, we say 老乡, meaning people from the same hometown or even from the same province. But in English, there is simply no such thing as 老乡.This whole idea of 老乡 is very much related to Chinese culture. Personally, I think it's a quite warm idea to think that you are automatically closer to people who were born in the same city or in the same province as you were. Moving on to the actual journey home. This is a once-in-a-year holiday travel rush.
节日的旅行高峰
Holiday travel rush during the Spring Festival.Now this year, Chinese New Year travel season, or travel rush, is set to last for 40 days till March the 12th. This holiday travel rush, or 春运, has been called the largest annual human migration. The largest annual human migration.
最大规模的年度人口迁徙.
This is the largest in the world. Now let's look at the word migration.Migration simply means moving from one place to another. The word migrate is the verb. Animals migrate for better weather, climate. Human beings also migrate for a better life. The word related to migrate, we also have immigrate and emigrate. Immigrate and emigrate means to migrate between countries. Immigrate is you moving into a countryto become a part of that country or to live there. Emigrate means to move out of a country.
移民移入某国是 immigrate, 移出是 emigrate.
So for example, you can say to immigrate to Australia.
移民到澳洲
Immigrate to Australia. Or you can change it into any other country. That's why when we travel to other countries, you will go through immigration.
移民管理局
And if you move to another country permanently, then you become an immigrant. Immigrant. In the Chinese context, we talk about migrate, and there is a word, migrant worker. Migrant worker. It refers to people who move from their hometown, usually in rural areas, to the cities, to work.
在中国语境中，农民工叫做
migrant workers.Because they have to leave their hometown and to find a job in the city. When we talk about the huge cities in China,
北上广深,
We have words such as 北漂 to refer to people who want to have a career in these huge cities. One of the translations I found for 北漂 is Beijing Drifter. Beijing Drifter. Drifter in English has a slight negative meaning. It means people who move around without a stable home.But in a way, it probably matches the word in Chinese.
不过可能 drifter 这个词也道出了北漂这个词中间的一些心酸和无奈。
Coming back to the trip, everyone knows the scale is huge, and I have checked the statistics for this year. Apparently, Rail Authority is expecting 390 million passengers, and this is more than the entirepopulation of the United States and 6 times the population of the United Kingdom. So that's your reference. And during the holiday travel rush, 3 billion trips will be made by train, bus, air across the nation. Most people will travel from urban centers to smaller towns or villages. Here I would like to mention the idea of rural and countryside. Sometimes students ask meWhich word should they use, rural or countryside? The difference between rural and countryside is rural usually contains a large farming population.
其实是农村和乡村的关系。
For instance, in the UK, you usually would talk about countryside because there are very few farmers left. But in China, we still have a large farming population, so most part would be rural area.Since people are leaving the big cities, cities like Beijing during the New Year are simply deserted. Especially the part I live in Beijing, because there are lots of universities, and students, they all go home for the holiday. So there are very few people left, so it's practically deserted. By contrast, all the transport hubs are really crowded and packed. A very interesting English expression isSardine packed. Sardine packed. Very vivid. Sardine,
沙丁鱼
So you crammed in like a can of sardine.
像沙丁鱼罐头一样拥挤
For those of you who are on the road, especially if you're at the train station, it's probably sardine packed by now. And no matter which station or airport you're at, you usually would see the word departure, meaning to leave, and arrival, meaning to arrive.Even though people still complain about how difficult it is to buy a train ticket, it has already got a lot easier. Because now we have ticket machine at the station, we have online ticketing platform,
网上购票平台
and we can use e-ticket. So most of us no longer have to go through scalpers.Scalpers are people who will buy all the tickets and resell them.
票贩子叫 scalpers.
The Chinese 春运 has been called by foreign media a marvel of logistics. A marvel of logistics.
物流方面的奇迹
It is also a sign of urbanization and increased mobility. Urbanization and increased mobility. In the end, Lulu wants to share with you a few very simple idioms.That would fit this episode. They're all about traveling. The first one is to be on board. To be on board. Literally, it means on board a plane, a boat, or a train. But it also means to agree with something. For example, you can say, Is everyone on board with the new plan? This means, does everyone agree with the new plan? Is everyone on board with the new plan? The next one is on the fast track.On the fast track. Literally, track is the railroad track.
火车的轨道叫 track.
Fast track, 快轨 But it also means getting promoted really, really quickly. For instance, you can say, he is on the fast track to success.
成功的快行道
He's on the fast track to success.
有的时候在景点和游乐园里比普通票价高的插队票也叫做 fast track ticket.
The other two idioms have something to do with the word road. First of all, you can have one for the road. Imagine you're having a meal with your friend, and you need to say your goodbyes, and you need to be on the way. And then you say, let's have one for the road. have another drink before you part. 临行之前再喝一杯 have one for the road. And the last idiom is to hit the road. This simply means to start your journey. 起程了动身了 hit the road. We need to hit the road now. So on that note, let's have one for the road, and let's hit the road. And I wish everyone a safe journey home. I'll see you next time. Bye.